Hello everyone, welcome to New Sex Tour Review. Today's product is the Realistic Pocket Pussy Male Masturbated with Lifelike Vaginal Anal Stroker for Men Masturbation. 620 G's, yo! From Savuramet. Alright, so this is a pocket pussy that also has a butthole. So it's kind of like, instead of just the one hole, it kind of simulates the whole area. And it even has like these... Well, I don't know how to describe it. So when a girl has her legs open, there's like this pocket where the vagina and the butthole are. It even simulates kind of like the beginning of the thigh with these little kind of whatever you want to call these. This shape is simulating a girl's open thighs. So what's cool about this is it's obviously a very simple toy, but it has two holes. The holes feel... they don't feel much that much different. Like, the problem with anal toys is it's a little bit tighter. The hole's a little bit narrower, but the material's very stretchy. So you're not really getting the anal experience. The whole point of anal is it's, like, really tight. But without those muscles, without some type of kind of mechanism to tighten on it, you're just not getting the experience. But the novelty of having two different holes, and they're not connected either. So they're two independent holes, which is pretty cool. What I really want to point out the use of this toy is if you have a doll, and I know this has happened to a few of you out there, but particularly if you have an older doll, if the vagina hole and the butthole, there's been a tear and you now have one big hole, you know, the problem is things don't fit in the way they used to because they slide in and out and it can ruin the experience. You can put this in the hole of your doll and effectively recondition your doll. So let me show you what that looks like. So this is a standard insert for a Jinsan style sex doll. This is Celestina's insert. This isn't mold. Someone asked me about this last time I showed this in a video. I test marker on the inserts because, you know, if you ruin it, it's okay. You can just throw it out and get a new one. So having an insert to test different dyes and clothing is a good idea. So I tested something on this and it stained it. So I knew not to put that on Celestina because I didn't want it to stain her skin. So just so you know, nice little life hack. If you have a doll and you want to test a fabric or a material, you could pick up an extra insert because they're made out of the same material and you could test it on the insert. Even if it stains it, one, it's not going to really... be noticeable, and even if it really does a number on it, you can always just throw it out and get a new one rather than ruining your multi-$1,000 sex doll. Anyway, let's look at the length. So as far as length go, the insert is a little bit longer, but it's much less narrow. And so if you have a butthole vagina tear, you can stuff this into the hole. And it shouldn't go all the way in. This is where these thigh ridges come in. This should prevent the entire toy from going inside the doll. And now you can use the doll like normal. And you've effectively repaired the tearing between the vagina and the butthole. And now you can thrust into it. In fact, what I have noticed is that this toy doesn't work very well if you use it like a regular pocket pussy. If you hold it like this and you jerk off like this, it doesn't feel that much different than any other pocket pussy. What does feel good, what makes this toy unique, is when you hold it and you thrust into it. So, you know, if you have a doll or something, you can like hold this kind of against her crotch area and thrust into it as it's stationary, and you get a more realistic sexual experience rather than doing this. So you could do it, you could use like a normal pocket pussy, or you could thrust into it and get a more realistic experience. And I enjoyed that very much. I actually did. And again, for the price, this thing is less than $20. So for its price, you're getting a good pocket pussy, and the fact that it has two holes, the fact that you can recondition a damaged doll using this, very good value. Now, according to the website, the toy measures 6.69 inches by 4.7 inches from this part, and then 3.9 inches across. We're going to take some more measurements, though. So I have my old ruler. So we're just gonna stick this in there and see what we can see. Again, I'm not terribly worried about damaging this, so if I do damage it, it's not the end of the world. But you know, I wouldn't recommend putting something like a sharp ruler into a toy like this because it is designed to be tight. Alright. Just get this down in there. Alright, looks like we've hit the back. Okay, so looks like about 5 inches on the nose. So 5 inches on the nose as far as vaginal depth. And let's see. Well, okay, pushing it, I could push it to about 6 inches without too much resistance. But then I feel like I'm hitting the back. Like, look, you can see it poking out the back. So at about 6 inches, you're basically balls deep. You're hitting the cervix at that point. So that's the vagina. Let me take this out. Again, it is tight. All right, let's measure the ye olde butthole. All right. Oh my goodness. This one's going to be a little bit more difficult. Come on, get in there. No one likes a tease. All right. Looks like that's about as far as it's going to go. All right. Looks like it's just under 4 inches until you are really meeting some resistance. So basically, like just under 4 inches, like 3 inches, 3.75 inches in the butt. And if you push, you're basically just hitting 4 inches, and you're meeting very stiff resistance. Let me see where it's coming out. Okay, yeah, it's not quite. It looks like the channel terminates before the back. I can feel it right here. See right there? This must be where the anal channel ends, because it doesn't go all the way back. So there's still some room, but it doesn't go all the way back. Again, it has its own channel. It doesn't kind of join the vagina channel, which could be a good thing or a bad thing. Now, just to show you the difference, I'll show you the Jinsan insert. So these are the inserts you can buy from the dollhouse that go with a standard toy, or a standard doll, rather. All right. Just so we have apples to apples here. All right. Hitting the back. Okay, cool. So, yeah, about 6 inches for a standard insert. Kind of just comfortably. And if I push, well, it's already hitting the back. So basically 6 inches on the nose. So six inches on the nose in depth for a Jinsan insert. All right. So there you go. Anyway, so I do like the versatility of this toy. You can use it like a normal pocket pussy. You can thrust into it for a different kind of experience. And you can use it to repair a damaged doll, giving your doll basically a new lease on life, which is really cool. Because, you know, you made a solid investment. Sometimes, especially if you get like a knockoff doll, no shame in it. I understand, you know, dolls are expensive. But if you have a knockoff doll, you can basically recondition the doll for about 20 bucks. So it's a good deal. So I got an even better deal for you, though. So not only is this insert, not even, it's a pocket pussy, but not only is this normally only $20, I have a 20% off coupon code. So you can save an additional 20% on the already cheap $20 pocket pussy that has the pussy, the butt. It's really good, really good. For what it is, for the versatility and the ways you can use it, very good value for the price. So if this interests you, you can check out the website. Use the link in the description, save 20% at checkout. Really, you know if you want this or not. It's just a simple toy, though. Like, if this doesn't interest you, if you're looking for something fancier or that does something different, this isn't for you. It doesn't have any suction, doesn't have any vibrations, doesn't spin, it doesn't create like any kind of a vacuum. It's there to simulate, you know, quote unquote, the real thing. So if this interests you, $20 with 20% off. If not, you know, obviously I have other toys you could check out. Anyway, thank you, Severament. Severament, I have no idea. These names get more confusing by the week. Severament, thank you for sponsoring this video and for sending me this toy. This is a Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I will see you next time.